Today, in commemoration of WTIC's 35th anniversary, we turn back the clock and bring back that celebrated playhouse, November 17th, 1937. WTIC's Headland Players in a Kurt Unkleback story, Time Turns Back.
Presenting Guy Headland and Company. Good evening, radio friends. We have an unusual story for you tonight entitled Time Turns Back. It's from the pen of Kurt Unkleback and will give us something interesting to ponder over, I think. How do you classify this story, Mr. Headland?
I don't, Paul. After the author told me it was a fantasy on destiny, I gave up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, including, as always, our studio visitors. We're presenting tonight an experimental drama. We hope you find it interesting and provocative. Radio drama, in common with all other arts and industries, cannot stand still. It must experiment and move forward as the hungry human mind broadens and advances. This involves change, and most of us resent that. Even those of us who glibly quote, as I do now, the line, "Nothing is permanent but change." We hate change, too. But we know the automobile industry improves its cars each year, and we realize that radio must do the same. So occasionally, when we present a new model story that runs differently, please bear with us and send in your comments, good or bad. You might start tonight. We shall be very happy to hear from you. Thank you.
As our play opens, a man stands before a desk in the administration offices of a Midwestern university.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, sir. Can I be of service?
My name is Leslie Burke, class of 22. I'm looking for...
Not the Leslie Burke.
Well, I don't know how many Burkes are around the world.
I mean the novelist. You are the novelist.
Yes, I am. I'm looking for...
The president is busy, Mr. Burke. Oh, but I'm sure that when I tell him you're here...
Well, if you don't mind, we'll leave the president until later.
If you say so, sir.
You see, this is my first visit back since graduation. Naturally, I'm anxious to see my old friends. If you could just tell me where I can find Professor Howell.
Not Professor John Howell?
Yes, Greek and Latin.
Oh, I'm afraid...
Well, don't bother. Perhaps somebody else can direct me then.
Oh, but I'm afraid Professor Howell is dead, sir.
Dead? Why, I didn't know that.
Yes, during holidays last Christmas.
Here on the campus?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad of that. He loved this place. Tell me, how did he?
Well, he was 83. Natural causes.
That old? Well, he never seemed old.
No, he always had a habit of appearing many years younger than he was. I didn't know him very well, but he seemed such a cheerful...
Yes, a very cheerful man, always. Well, thank you for your information, miss.
Wouldn't you like to see the president now? I'm sure he'd be honored to.
I feel a little upset. I'll drop back later. Just now, there's a room in the library I want to see. A favorite room of Professor Howell's. I mean, the late Professor Howell's.
I'll tell the president.
Thank you, yes, by all means, tell the president. His books, his chair, just as when he left it.
Daydreaming?
This was the favorite. Why?
Burke, you look just the same. Know you anywhere.
Professor Howell.
Surprised to see me?
I certainly am. That woman in the administration office, she informed me that you were dead. She must be a little mixed up. I can't tell you how relieved I am to find you alive.
Quite the contrary, Burke. The fact is well known. I am dead.
Why? That's impossible.
Why?
Why? Well, After all, here you are.
I come back here often. This room holds many pleasant memories for me.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Not at all. Go right ahead. You do look pale. Hope I'm not frightening you.
Oh, no. I'm all right, thank you.
You know, Burke, you always were a bit bullheaded. You really don't believe that I am dead. Isn't that right?
Well, after all, here you are.
You see, I'm dead, but I'm not done with. For the dead can go forward or backward in time. I've gone ahead. I always was a great one for knowledge.
You know, there's something about you. I believe you now. You are dead.
Wouldn't make much difference whether you believe me or not. The public records substantiate my demise. Let me see now. I haven't seen you since graduation, have I?
No. That's right.
Quite a few years. Nearly 20. And you came back to see me?
Yes, sir. I'm in need of help, of advice. I thought perhaps an old friend like you might...
Glad to help you, Burke. What's wrong?
I married Helen Adams.
Yes.
You knew that.
I recall that. How is she these days?
She's gone. She committed suicide last month.
Why, that's very tragic.
It was. And it was my fault. She wanted a divorce. I wouldn't give it to her.
Some other man?
Oh, no. There was no one else.
Why didn't you do as she asked?
Oh, selfishness, perhaps. Fear of publicity. Egoism.
Yes. You've always been somewhat self-centered. Your books betray that.
I blame myself. It's completely upset me. I can't lay a pen to paper. I was wondering, was our marriage a mistake from the beginning?
Why do you say that?
Do you remember Anne Wright? She was in my class, too.
I recall her very well, indeed.
I very nearly married her. It was a choice between the two.
You think you might have had a successful marriage with her, eh?
Yes, I do.
Why not find out?
It's too late now.
I'm not asking you to marry her now. I meant, why not marry her then?
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Go back in time. Go back to when you were single. And then marry Anne Wright instead of Helen Adams.
Well, that's an impossible experiment, I should say.
Why, not at all. I'll arrange things for you. Tell me, when was the last time you saw Anne Wright?
Let me see. Oh, outside chapel after graduation. As I talked to her, Helen joined us. That was the last time I saw Anne. Helen and I were married the same month.
We'll begin with that last time, then. You were outside the chapel, you say, talking to her.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Prepare yourself for your younger days again, Burke. Here you go.
I've been looking for you for 5 minutes, lad.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Come along.
Not so fast. Where are we heading?
Somebody wants to meet you.
Honestly, I'm not in a sociable mood.
Oh, be nice, dear. This is my father. I've told him all about you.
You have everything?
Oh, yes, indeed. Nice things, too.
Okay, we'll disillusion him altogether. Where is he?
You underestimate yourself,
lad. Oh, wait a minute. I never get along with parents.
Oh, give them half a chance.
Yes, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Everybody seems to be looking everywhere for me today.
Everybody? Oh, hello, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, do you mind if I steal him for a few minutes? I want to introduce him to my folks.
Ladies, I've just come to the conclusion that the campus is simply teeming with parents today.
Sorry, Helen. He has a date with my father.
Oh, we'll try to drop round later then, Les. And I won't take no for an answer either.
Bye-bye.
And she won't.
What?
She won't take no for an answer.
Say, something's happening around here that I don't understand. Explain it, please.
Well, that was Helen Adams.
Sure, I know.
What you don't know is, she's in love with you.
Really?
Really, and unfortunately...
Hey, when a beautiful girl's in love with me, that's not so unfortunate.
Well, maybe not for you, but it is for her.
Why?
Because I'm a very determined little lady myself. Hey, Les, where do you think you're going?
Hey, I've never been proposed to before. I let go of my arm. I feel like running.
Oh, come along. Don't stall so. Meet your future father-in-law.
See, I thought I was graduating into the world, not into this. I didn't expect this.
Oh, stop beefing now. I am the world. Your world, anyway.
Well, one thing is sure. The future's going to be very simple for me. You're going to do all the thinking for me.
You said it.
So you're going to marry my daughter. When was that decided?
About 5 minutes ago.
Hey, your daughter decided for me.
Now, see here, Anne. You're always running somebody else's business. It's about time you minded your own.
Oh, but I am, Daddy, don't you see? If he's marrying me, that's as much my business as it is his.
I suppose you'll get a job and support him, too.
Oh, no, I intend to find work.
Yes, with you, Dad.
Oh, nothing doing. Business is terrible.
Oh, but you could make Les a vice president. He doesn't need a big job. What do you know about pencils, Les?
What does anybody know? People write with them.
Yeah, well, they must be writing with something else these days. Business is at a standstill.
And Dad manufactures pencils.
Do you think you could be any help in that line, young man?
Well, I never tried to manufacture anything, much less a pencil.
There, you see, Anne. Perfectly useless to me.
Besides, I want a beachcomb.
Dad, either offer Les a job or I'll do something desperate.
No, never mind. I'll beachcomb.
Very well. Come down to the beach next week and we'll talk the matter over, young man.
I was only fooling, sir. But I haven't the slightest desire to manufacture pencils.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't, Anne, and I have a mind of my own.
You had a mind of your own, dear. Thanks for the invitation, Dad. He'll be there. Les, wait for me.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you look ready to take a swim.
Not me. I'd drown.
Oh, but it's fun, darling.
You go right ahead, then. I like to see other people have fun when the water's rough.
The mail came.
Yeah, any for me?
Two letters. One was a bill.
Throw it away.
I did. The other's pink.
That's a camouflage bill.
Oh, no. Here it is. From a woman.
Oh, wait till I sit up. Oh, Helen Adams. Let's see what she says. You remember Helen?
Oh, yes, vaguely. Oh, but Les, before you read it, tell me something.
Certainly I love you.
Oh, not that. Oh. I was just talking to Dad. Somebody resigned and he has a marvelous position open for you.
That sounds like work.
Well, you've been at the beach here for 3 weeks. Mm. It's time you got down to earning our living.
Well, I'll do it if you want me to, of course.
You don't sound very happy about it.
I'm not. It's not what I want, Anne. It's what you want.
Are you trying to tell me you won't marry me?
No, not that.
Well, don't try to. You won't get away with it.
Well, listen, I don't want to manufacture pencils all my life, Anne. Look, you see that cloud up there? That's where I want to be, up high.
Why, you've been deceiving me all this time. You actually have ambition.
Well, I don't want to make pencils. I want to push them. See the point?
I'm sorry, darling. You just don't look like an author behind the ears. You can work days and write nights, if you insist on the writing. Oh, and by the way, when you answer Helen's letter, if you do, tell her you'll be rather busy next week.
Busy? Me?
Yes, at a wedding.
Wedding? Whose wedding?
Yours.
Oh.
I don't care if you are his wife. He still looks unhappy.
But, Daddy, dear, why should he be? I love him.
He's still the sleepiest man on the planet.
Oh, no wonder. Making pencils isn't the most interesting profession in the world, Dad.
Now, look, don't bawl me out. You were the one who insisted that I give him the job. If you ask me, you're at fault.
Well, what have I done?
Well, you can't make him into a businessman and a social hound at the same time. Take a look at the calendar. If you'll inspect it closely enough, you'll find there are 7 days to a week. Each day has one night. And you drag your husband out to a nightclub on an average of 10 nights a week. You're defying the laws of man.
Too much. I wish you could cook like the cook, Anne.
Why?
Then we could fire her.
Oh, you know I'm not domestic. Oh, by the way, I saw Dad today. He looked very happy.
He should be. An order for 3 dozen pencils came through.
Oh, Les.
By the way, I have a surprise for you tonight.
We've been to that place.
Oh, no, it's this. Tonight, we're staying home.
Huh? Say that again.
Tonight, we're staying home.
Say, how can you lie like that and still look so sweet?
But I mean it.
Well, if you do, there's been a revolution somewhere, and I haven't heard about it.
Well, you needn't be so crude. I think I'm being very sensible. From now on, we're going to spend every Wednesday night at home.
Uh-huh, I know there's a hitch somewhere.
Well, what do you mean?
This isn't Wednesday.
Oh, well, whatever the day is, this is the one we stay at home.
Anne, I love you for that. Now I can get some real work done.
Oh, can you make pencils at home?
Oh, well, I might as well let you in on a secret. You know what I do in that office?
Well, you either make pencils or you sell them.
Oh, no, nothing as unexciting as that. I'm writing a book. I nearly got it done, too.
A book?
Sure. I told you I was heading for those clouds.
Oh, here, I can get it. Hello? Yes?
Who is
it? Oh, Betty. Oh, well, Betty, we're spending a quiet evening at home. Oh, yes, well, of course. Goodbye now. Darling, Betty wants us to come over to her house for bridge tonight.
Aren't we staying in?
Well, I couldn't very well refuse.
Now, listen, a minute ago you swore up and down we'd stay at home tonight.
Oh, did I?
You certainly did.
Oh, but, darling, I didn't say whose home we'd spend it at. So we'll go to Betty's.
What about my book?
Oh, you can tell me about it on the way over to Betty's.
I beg your pardon?
Yes?
They told me I'd find Mr. Leslie Burke in this room.
I'm Burke.
Oh, my name is King, S.W. King.
Well, it's nice knowing you, but I don't seem to place you.
Well, I just happened to be passing through town, thought I'd look you up. I'm from the Whitman Publishing House.
Oh, pardon me. Have a chair.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for sending us that manuscript. We like it.
You do? Well, say, that's certainly welcome news to me.
Of course. Books are never written, Mr. Burke. They're rewritten. Yours needs a little more work on it before we can publish it.
Well, could you show me where the polish is needed?
I take it you're not a writer by trade.
No, not yet.
What's your job here?
I step up production on pencils.
Pencils? You make pencils here?
Yeah, that's right. Here's some samples. Have a handful.
Oh, thanks. Mighty nice of you. Sensational.
Pardon me?
I said this is sensational. Publicity, you see?
Sorry, I don't.
The paper should give this a great play. A man makes pencils, thousands of pencils, millions of them. They almost drive him crazy. Pencils, 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 night and day. And one day he gets sore and picks one up and writes a book. Say, I'll make a note of that before I forget it.
Leslie, I wonder if... Oh, pardon me, I didn't know you were busy.
Mr. Wright, this is Mr. King.
King? King? Are you looking for pencils?
No, he's from the Whitman Publishing House.
Oh, is that so? Well, Mr. King... You tell your authors to use my pencils, and we'll give them a special rate.
You've got an author right here, Mr. Wright.
I have. You don't mean Leslie.
That's right.
Great Scott, Leslie. What has my daughter done to you?
Well, Anne Wright. Oh, gosh, how are you?
Oh, Helen. Well, fancy meeting you here.
You know, I haven't seen you since college. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
And Leslie?
Oh, he's fine, too. Oh, hadn't you heard? He's going to have a book published. I don't know what it's all about, but he spends all his odd moments at it.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, my goodness, he's been out of college 4 years now. He started it just before graduation.
A book?
Why, yes, what else? He never talked to me about anything else.
Well, that's strange. It wasn't until recently that he told me... But how are you, Helen? You look grand.
Oh, yes, I'm healthy enough. That's saying a lot these days.
Oh, well, I really got to run. Drop in on us sometime. Leslie would love to see you again. Darling.
Huh?
I saw Helen Adams at the club today.
Is that so? Is she married yet?
Oh, I don't think so. Why should she be?
Well, beautiful women don't stay in circulation very long, down it.
Well, Helen's not so beautiful these days. She's gone to seed.
Is that so? That's too bad. She was a grand person.
Les, when we were in college, you never did tell me how serious you were about writing.
Oh, didn't I?
No. But apparently you did tell Helen.
Well, she was more interested in literary things.
Well, I like that.
Oh, did I say something wrong?
No, never mind. Hurry now, you're not even dressed.
Dressed? Oh, that. Look, do you mind if I stay home tonight?
Why, of course I do. Betty's expecting us at the club by 9, and we haven't much time.
Well, I'm sorry. Tonight we stay home. I've got to finish this draft and get it in the mails by morning.
Now, see here, Les. For the last month, all you've been doing nights is wasting your time writing and writing. Is that more important than I am? Well, we never go anywhere anymore.
After tonight, we'll have plenty of time.
Answer me.
I'm trying to.
Is your writing more important to you than I am?
Listen, honey, get this through your pretty little head for once and all. I hate business. I want to write, and I know that through writing I can do more for you.
You'll come to the party with me tonight, or else.
Or else what?
I'll find somebody else to take me.
Don't be a fool.
Are you coming?
I promised to get this draft of the book in the mail.
Very well, then. I'll phone Dick Williams.
Williams, that jiggle. Now, listen to reason, Aunt.
I'm glad you came in, Leslie. See here now. Why don't you take Anne back home before she completely upsets my peaceful household?
As she left of her own free will, she'll have to come back the same way.
Well, every marriage has silly quarrels.
This one wasn't so silly.
Now, be reasonable, Leslie.
Look, I'm not here to discuss Anne, sir. I'm here to resign.
Resign?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I'm not cut out for making pencils, I guess.
Have you got another job in mind?
No, not exactly.
You'll be throwing away your years of experience here, you know.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, I'm trying to forget those years.
Leslie, have you gone completely mad?
Maybe I have. Maybe it's about time I started living my life the way I see it. I'm sick of the whip, sir. The whip.
To Dad, I went away of my own free will, and now I'm back of my own free will.
Glad you are, Anne.
But perhaps I'm not here to stay.
No?
That depends on you. Entirely on you.
May I have that envelope? You're serving up an ultimatum, eh?
Perhaps. Will you take back the job?
No, I won't do that.
Well, where do you want to work, then?
Here, there, everywhere.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
I'm going to write, Anne. I'm going to reach those clouds.
Clouds? I wish you told me what you wanted out of life before we were married, Leslie. It would have saved both of us a lot of trouble.
I tried to. I don't think you were very interested or very convinced.
Oh, just like any other man, trying to put the blame on the woman's shoulders.
Anne, you're a lady of fire. That's your diet.
Well, will you contest the divorce?
Oh, has it come to that?
It seems so.
That's what you want? Hand me that blotter.
Oh, I really want it, Leslie.
Well, I'm not standing in your way. You always get things the way you want them, don't you, or else?
And don't feel sorry for me. I'll be happy. Dick Williams wants to marry me.
Oh, great. Well, good luck. I can't say much more.
Thanks. Have a good time with your books. Well, Leslie Burke.
Hello there, Helen. What are you doing in Paris?
Oh, I'm just looking over fashions. I'm a stylist these days. But what about you? Last I heard, you were in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm writing something with a French background, so here I am. Say, let's go somewhere. Let's celebrate this occasion.
Seen Anne lately?
No, not since the divorce. Not for 2 years.
She was always mad about you. What ever changed her?
I don't know. You might say it was her love for the gay life and my love for writing. The two elements didn't seem to mix.
Do you like the free life?
Yes. It hasn't done my writing any harm.
No, it hasn't. You've come up fast.
Yes, and I'm going up higher, Helen. I'm not satisfied yet.
Les, do you remember that day at college, just after graduation?
What happened?
I tried to take you away from Anne to meet my folks.
Oh, yes. And I met her father instead.
I went back across the campus to my mother and father then, and, well, I cried.
Cried?
Until I thought my heart would burst. You see, I knew I'd lost you then, to Anne.
I never knew you cared that much or in that way.
Well, I did.
Tell me, did you think then that you'd lost me forever?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that you were wrong. You didn't lose me forever. Come on.
Why,
Where to?
You're about to spend a honeymoon with me in Paris. Surprised?
Oh, well, I've been hoping the conversation would lead up to something like this.
You had it.
Oh, Les. Les, could we...
Look, dear, I'm trying to concentrate on this writing.
I know, but this won't wait.
Anything can wait when I'm writing. Hey, give me back that pencil.
No. No, this has been coming on for months, Les, and I've got to talk to you.
Okay, dear, hurry it up.
I want a divorce.
Seems like every time I sit down, somebody wants a divorce. Now you want a divorce.
Yes.
You mean you don't love me? There's somebody else?
Oh, I don't mean that at all. I love you. I always have. Probably I always will.
Then why the sudden talk of divorce?
Oh, Les, try to understand. All those years you were married to Anne, I never once stopped loving you, missing you. Those were lonely years for me. I had nothing, nothing but your memory. And then you came back to me, married me. But I'm a ball and chain round your neck. You haven't time for anyone else. Not really. You're a slave to your writing.
Slave? Now, see here, Helen. Have I mistreated you in any way?
Oh, Les, won't you understand? I want a divorce for your sake, to free you from writing alone. And for my sake, because if I can't have all of you, then to me that's just the same as not having you at all.
But this is so, well, it's so darn sudden and inconvenient. And maybe if I tried to...
No, Les. It'll always be the same. You'll always be a slave to your writing. I'm not saying that's wrong. Perhaps that's real virtue in a man like you. I think it is. And now, may I have the divorce?
No, not if you love me. And you say you do.
I do.
Then no divorce. And that's final.
Then I'm sorry, Les. Sorry for both of us. There's only one way left.
Say, what? What's going on here?
You're back in the present now, in 1939. You were just going back and reliving your life in a different way.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember now.
You were going to marry Anne Wright.
Yes. Funny thing. I married Anne Wright. She divorced me. And then I married Helen Adams.
So you ended up with the same wife anyway.
That's right.
A man can take almost any road, but he ends with his destiny just the same. No matter how you have lived your life, you would have married Helen Adams, and she would have met her same tragic end.
But that doesn't answer why she did it. Why she committed suicide.
It seems that some men, such as you, put personal desires before, shall we say, before love. Hardly a sin, merely a misfortune.
I wonder if you're right. I wonder... Why? Why?
Something wrong?
What am I doing here? Lying on the floor. Somebody's coming. Help me up. Can't seem to move.
It's only the doctor, Burke, and he can't help you. You see, since you entered this room, you've been dead, too.
Dead? Dead? You mean I'm really dead?
Yes, Burke. You've been dead exactly 12 minutes.
Time turns back. The Guy Hedlund Players from the broadcast of November 17th, 1937. Brought back in this WTIC's 35th anniversary week. This is Bruce Kerr.